Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
I'm John Batchelor with Charles Spicer, whose rich new telling of the events in 1930s before the catastrophe of the Second War opens new doors to me to understand the earnestness of London and men in London and Berlin who are seeking to avoid the conflict that we know, because we look backwards, is coming in 1939, the dictator and the Nazi war machine. However, in 1935, the idea is to combine the ambitions of London and Berlin into the Anglo-German Fellowship. The initial headquarters, I'm following Charles Spicer's reporting, is at the Metropole Hotel in London. That's where the headquarters are. And it immediately attracts lots of business interests in the city, major industrialists, publishers, newspaper publishers, who were barons of the public opinion at this time. It's extremely, people join eagerly. It's almost they're tumbling over themselves. So is this a general feeling that if we have a way of talking to Berlin, we can in somehow deal with these horrible headlines of brutality that we're reading towards the Jews?
Yes, I think that the first people to get anxious about the relationship between Britain and Germany are the worlds of business and finance. So Unilever, which is a company, you know, still exists, major international company, which had been created from a merger in the late 20s between the Dutch Margarine Union and Lever Brothers. That becomes one of the main financiers. And in fact, later on, the fellowship holds its annual general meetings and its board meetings in Unilever's splendid Art Deco Palace on the Thames in central London. To give context, they have 30,000 employees in Germany, 100 subsidiaries, and they're selling about, in modern terms, about £1 billion worth annually just of margarine. So they really don't want another war, and they want to understand this new regime. And it's not to say that they're comfortable with the stories of brutality, which were particularly visible in 33. By 34 and 35, the regime looks like it's being slightly more civilized, and particularly when after the Night of the Long Knives, when Hitler gets the SA under control. It's easy at that point for an optimist to think that maybe this is becoming a more civilized regime, less brutal.
The meetings initially are, there's a subscription, you recommend your friends, they're going to have dinners, several dinners at different times of the year over these next years. But Tenet and Conwell Evans are principals in this. Lothian, I believe, is also a member. And so at this point, there's a celebration that we're working together. And Ribbentrop, does he get credit in Berlin for the Anglo-German Fellowship? Because they found a comparable organization, the DEG, in Berlin. Does the dictator and regard Ribbentrop as the man who shaped this?
Absolutely. He gets plenty of credit for this. And you can see that in the extraordinary access. So if Tenet wants to introduce, wants to get access to Hitler, through Ribbentrop, he can get a meeting organized within days, whereas international politicians and diplomats struggled to get an audience with Hitler. So they, just as a lobbying group, they have extraordinary pulling power, as it were.
Yes. Now, I've emphasized the Englishman seeking rapprochement. It is also true that others are as well. I have a list here of German industrialists. I believe Joseph Bosch is the one who said to Hitler, "You must feel quite odd sitting in Bismarck's chair." Who was
Robert Bosch?
Robert Bosch.
Robert Bosch.
Who was Robert Bosch?
So Robert Bosch is an inspiration. He invented the spark plug for modern internal combustion engines, and built the engineering business, which still has his name and still thrives. An amazing inventor, national hero in Germany. He's quite old. He dies in 40, 41, in his 80s. And the Nazis insist on giving him a national a state funeral, which he would have loathed, because he really, really disliked the Nazis and is very critical about them and was very brave in criticizing them publicly. But he was such a high status individual. I'm just trying to think who he's sort of Henry Ford, or he's an important national figure from an industrial point of view.
There are German industrialists. I've always heard, Charles, that there were German industrialist financiers who were opposed to Hitler. You're putting names to it. And So what was going on in London was also happening in Berlin. Industrialists were joining. Yeah. So we're going to turn now to the AGF and the DEG are now founded. What is to be done, however, in the conflict between the predators in Reichschancellor, led by the dictator, and the men seeking peace in London? Charles Spicer is the author. The book is Coffee with Hitler. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.